Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello? So you think you can help me?
Yeah. We can help.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
Crystal.
Hey, Crystal, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Okay, so I'm actually doing this for my brother. He was too scared to call you guys.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. What's your brother's name?
It's Todd.
Okay, so what are we doing for you?
So Todd has a girlfriend named Renee. She got pregnant, and she told Todd that he's the father, but I think she's lying. And Todd thinks she's lying. Pretty much my whole family thinks she's lying.
Oh, okay. So do you think she messed around on your brother, got pregnant, and then told him, surprise, honey, we're pregnant?
Yep, that's exactly what I think happened.
Okay.
Have you told your brother you think that's what happened?
Oh, yeah, of course. Actually, I never really liked this girl to begin with. And then when she got pregnant, Todd was the one that came to me and told me that he wasn't sure how it happened.
Oh, okay. Oh. I mean, well, I can tell you how it happened, but I don't think any of us need those details.
Right.
So your own brother said, I don't think it's mine?
Well, I'm his big sister, so I kind of came down on him after she got pregnant, and I was like, how could you be so irresponsible?
Yeah, okay.
And he was just like, I was responsible every time.
Well, maybe he was just saying that so like you would get off his back a little.
No, he straight up told me, I'm scared to say anything, but I don't think I'm the one who did it.
Oh, okay. Well, why is he scared to say anything?
Yeah, he's got a right to defend himself, too.
That's what I told him. I was like, go and get a blood test done. And he was like, do you know how bad that's going to look if it turns out I am the father and I have to say, oops, sorry, I accused you of sleeping around on me. It's going to look like I don't trust her.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you know, geez, the guy has the right to know the truth. So at this point, he's still with her?
Yep. He's just acting like it's his baby and he's going to stay with her all the way through everything. He's paying all of his money for baby stuff and they're even looking for a place to live together.
Okay. Meanwhile, you're upset for him because you don't think it's his.
No. I mean, I don't trust her. I never have. I'm sorry. I know that's a terrible thing to say about your brother's girlfriend, but it's true.
No, look, I had two sisters. They hated almost every girl I ever brought home. I mean, I told girls that I dated, if my sister's like you, then you pretty much pass the test. So you would like to know once and for all, for sure, if your brother is really the father of this kid.
Yes.
Okay. Couple of questions before we move forward with this, because this is kind of important. Does your brother know you're doing this and is he okay with it?
Yes, he knows and he's okay, but he just doesn't want to be involved in it.
Okay. And how far along in the pregnancy is this girl? What's the girl's name again?
Renee.
Renee. How far along is Renee?
She's about 5 months.
Okay. Now, do you happen to know the name of the doctor she's been seeing for her baby doctor appointments or anything?
I don't, but I'm sure my brother does. He goes to all the appointments with her.
Okay. See if you can get the doctor's last name for us, because that's going to help us out a ton, okay? And then also, we're going to need her phone number, too, of course.
Okay, I'm going to text my brother right now.
Okay, cool. I'm going to put you on hold with Shag while you do that. We're going to hit a break. When we come back, we'll see if we can figure out the truth about what's really going on. Now, this is the doc. Do we have the doctor's name?
We don't have the name. We have the office. We have the office number.
Okay. That'll work. Yeah. Okay, so this is, we're going to call Renee. Renee is the girlfriend. We're going to call her, and we're going to pretend that we are from the office that she has been visiting for her updates or checkups and stuff like that. And we will see if we can get maybe just some kind of maybe the dad's name or something.
Hello?
Good morning. I'm calling from... positions for women. May I speak to Renee, please?
This is Renee.
Hey, Renee. How are you? How's everything going?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. So I have some good news and some bad news. Bad news, it's time for another blood draw. Good news is you don't have to do it this time. It's Dad's turn.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, I've been looking over all your test results from your last checkup. Everything looks fine. There is just one inconsistency that I just want to double check on just to be safe. It's not a big deal, so don't worry. It has nothing to do. It basically has to do with the baby's red blood cells, and this is usually the result of a genetic trait that's passed on by the father. So I just need to get Dad in here for a quick blood draw, and we'll be all set, okay?
Okay, great. Well, I can call him and tell him to get a hold of you.
Well, you don't have to do all that work because actually I sort of legally have to be the one to do it because otherwise it looks like I'm passing on people's medical information, everyone. So if I could, can I just get Dad's name and then a good contact number for him?
Yeah, sure. Hang on just a second. Let me... okay, so... his name is Victor, and his phone number is 757-252-44.
Okay, can you hang on just 1 second for me? I'm going to put that in the computer. Don't hang up. Hang on 1 second, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay, so let me bring Crystal back on here real quick. Crystal, so... it looks like you're right. We tricked her into giving up a name, and it definitely was not your brother.
What did she say?
She said Victor, whoever that is.
She's lying. That's not even my brother. That's my dad's name. F***ing liar. I guess my brother's health insurance wasn't good enough for her, so she's using my dad's name now. She's pathetic.
Okay. Well, listen, hang on a second. I'm gonna put her back on so you can hear everything, okay? Hang on 1 second. Okay, Renee, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Dad's name one more time for me. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's Victor.
Okay. And that's the biological father?
Yes, sir. Why are you lying right now? Why are you giving them my fucking dad's name? Oh, snap! Hello? I'm sorry. Who's there?
Renee, this isn't really your doctor's office calling. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo, Nick, Shaggy, and Jordan on Z104. And right now, you're on Dirty Work Wednesday. And your boyfriend's sister, Crystal, asked us to call you.
Can you please explain to me why you lied and gave them my dad's name? Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Did she just hang up on us?
Yeah.
Gosh. Okay, what the hell is going on right now?
Dude, you honestly don't know.
No, I would love for you to explain it to me.
Bro, the dad is the father. It's not her boyfriend. She's telling the truth. It's the dad.
No way in hell. She's a f***ing liar.
Okay, but, all right, but Crystal, you know, actually, you didn't hear how we got the name out of her. Like, we didn't say who's the dad for insurance purposes. We made it sound like it was medically important. Like, is it remotely possible that your dad is responsible?
I don't know. I'll call you back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.